For nearly 2,000 years, the Bible has remained the most controversial and contested book of all time. While we in our modern world take for granted the abundance of biblical translation, there was a time when men who read or even handled this sacred book had to consider whether it would cost them their very life. Since the crucifixion of Christ, for whom the gospel record was set forth, it might be said that the Bible has become the most blood-stained book in all of history. Men have fought for it, been burned at the stake for it. Believers have been imprisoned, beaten, killed, and even buried alive just for reading it, while others have had their bones disinterred, and for their faith in the Word of God, been cursed and stoned to death. Yet Bible-believing Christians persevere. It is probably the most amazing thing you do. And it defines you as being human. And you do it with ease. So much so, you barely notice you're doing it. Your ability to talk. Or more precisely, how you use language. Language
debe representar una nueva etapa en el esfuerzo de la comunidad internacional.
BTK.
Just driving by one day, and I saw her go in the house with somebody else, and I thought that's a possibility. There was many, many places in the area, just with basically a selection process, worked toward it. If it didn't work, I just move on to something else. But in the, my kind of person, a stalking and scrolling, you go through the trolling stage and then a stalking stage. She was in the stalking stage when this happened.
When Dennis Rader speaks, he doesn't sound like a monster. That's what makes it so chilling. To him, killing was just a job. It was what he did. And his victims were his projects.
I had many, what I call them, projects. There were different people in the town that I followed, watched.
One of his projects was Shirley Vian, murdered on March 17, 1977. Another project was Maureen Hedge, April 27, 1985. And so it went, project after project, victim after victim. 10 altogether over a 30-year period. On June 27, 2005, Rader stood in the courtroom of Judge Gregory Waller and confessed.
And then I proceeded to tie her up. She got sick, threw up, got her a glass of water, comforted her a little bit, and then I went ahead and tied her up, and then put a bag over her head and strangled her.
U.S. federal agents allegedly cut a deal with the Sinaloa drug cartel that allowed it to traffic tons of narcotics across the border in exchange for information about rival cartels, according to documents filed in federal court. The allegations are made by Vicente Zambada Niebla, a top-ranking cartel boss extradited to the U.S. last year on drug charges. He is a close associate of Mexico's most wanted man, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, and the son of Ismael Mayo Zambada Garcia. Both remain fugitives, in part, because of the deal Zambada Niebla made with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, according to a defense motion filed in the case. Alvin Michelson, the Los Angeles attorney representing Zambada Niebla, who wrote the brief, refused comment. Gary Ridgway got away with murder for more than two decades. When he was finally brought to justice, the Seattle area truck painter pleaded guilty to strangling 48 girls and young women while leading the double life of a married man with a steady job. The true number of victims was probably 60 or even 70. "I killed so many women, I have a hard time keeping them straight," Ridgway told the court. Here, for the first time, is the story of the longest and largest case of serial murder in American history. told by the newspaper reporters who covered the story from the day it began to the day Ridgway was convicted.